Give up these 9 worries.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction personal empowerment podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zenk. Today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. We're talking about worries today, and here's a thought that I want to share with you. During the Civil War in the United States, it was arguably the most challenging time that this country ever went through. And there probably wasn't one human being alive in America, from the president on down, that wasn't worried about something, about money, about food, about opposition troops, about freedom, about their farm. There were worries on top of worries. Where are they now? Where are all those worries now? You see, all those worries that those people suffered with during that tragic time in history didn't change anything. As a matter of fact, I have a presupposition, and here it is. See if this makes sense to you. Likes attract likes with the law of attraction. So the more we worry, the more we attract things to worry about. In other words, the very things that you fear and worry about, you attract into your life primarily because of your worries, because of your fears, because of your doubts. So I have 9 primary worries that I want you to focus on and learn to give up, because these worries will not advance your life, your relationship, your career, your business, your health in any way, shape, or form. But first, I want to remind you to be sure and subscribe to us on iTunes, on YouTube, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio. But hey, if you're following us on YouTube, be sure and click the bell icon, okay? Here we go. 9 worries that I absolutely believe you're going to benefit from tremendously by surrendering, by just giving them up. Number 1, worrying about what other people think about you. Look it, you can spend your whole life trying to please everybody and you will fail because you can't. It's literally impossible. Every day I get letter after letter after letter after letter from people that absolutely love this podcast. They claim it has changed their life, that it has changed their direction, their thought process, their outcomes. Miracles have come as a result of listening to this podcast. But I also get letters from people who say, you know, you're a jerk, or you're crazy, or you're insane. You know, you just can't please everybody. I just delete those because there's nothing I can do about them. All I can do is be my authentic, true self. I have to be, as Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true. I have to be true to myself. I have to share with you what I've experienced on my journey and what I think will help you on your journey as well. Because you're here for a limited amount of time, and I want you to spend the least amount of time engaged in worry. And worrying about what other people think It's just not going to get you anywhere. I had a friend of mine who came from a farming family in Alabama, and he moved to Texas, and he got involved in the success industry and made millions of dollars. Now, understand, his family in Alabama were dirt farmers. They weren't making a lot of money. They were living very close to the vest, so to speak. And yet they would constantly tell him he needed to get a job because it wasn't going to last very long. It would end eventually. Today, the man is a multimillionaire, and he's never had to go back to farming in Alabama. Not that farming in Alabama is bad, by the way, but that wasn't his direction. That wasn't his authentic self. I want you to be authentic to yourself. Look, here's what I say. If somebody has skin in the game, in other words, they've invested in your company, they've invested in you, they've put money up. You see, anybody can say anything when they haven't put any money up or any time or invested any of their resources. But if they have, then it's worth listening to them because they have invested in you. They have invested and they do care about you. It doesn't mean you have to go along with them. It doesn't mean you have to worry about what they think. But it might be worth listening to them. But the rest of the people, everybody's got an opinion. They're cheap. They're everywhere. So don't worry about their opinion. Let's give up that worry right away.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number two, worrying about money. Look, money is too damn easy to make. There is money all over the place. The government is literally printing money faster than we can spend it. There's money everywhere. There's gold, there's silver, there's diamonds, there's bitcoins, there's dollar bills, there's bonds, there's stocks. Money is everywhere. And when you adopt that belief that the universe has an infinite supply of money, you'll never worry about money again. You know, during the Great Depression, during the 30s, people were starving. I mean, people were literally going belly up. But other people were becoming multimillionaires. And the reason is that so many people were choosing poverty, that it was easier to become wealthy, in a sense, if you chose the path of wealth and prosperity. But most people didn't. Worrying about money. Let's give it up. We don't need it anymore. Perfection. Okay, I have a presupposition for you I want to share with you. God is perfect. And God creates the clouds in the sky, the stars in the sky. Is there any such thing as an imperfect star? Of course not. A star is a star. It is what it is. It's perfect because it comes from a perfect creator. Trees are perfect. Have you ever heard of an imperfect blade of grass? No. Or an imperfect speck of sand on the beach? No. Everything that is in existence is perfect. And you are too. You were created by perfection. Perfection certainly wouldn't create imperfection. That doesn't make any sense. You are perfect. Now, does that mean you can't improve on your perfection in certain areas? You can't learn new things? Of course. It doesn't mean that you are perfect in everything that you do or in the choices that you make, but it means on a spiritual soul level, you are perfect. Accept your perfection. Accept your beauty. Accept your wonder. Embrace it and love it. Well, the next worry that people often engage in is worrying about the scale. And, you know, they're checking that scale once a month, once a week, once an hour, and they're worried about the number on the scale. I don't think that worrying about it attracts the kind of physical health and vitality and energy you want. I'm not saying you can't use it as a measuring device, but to worry about it is to just attract more of what you don't want. Excess weight, excess fat. In other words, the more we worry about being overweight, the more likely we are to be overweight. Why not focus on your perfect self, on your healthy self, on your vital self, on your energy field, on your vibration, and the weight will simply disappear automatically. Number 5, worrying about the past. Wow, if we had that special time machine where we could go in the past and change things, maybe we would, maybe we wouldn't. It's a very tough decision. Because if I changed things in my past, I wouldn't be where I am now. And I'd have to sacrifice the people I love now. They wouldn't be a part of my life. So give up the worry of the past. Stop looking backward. Start looking forward. Okay? The only time you want to look backward is if you want to go there. And if you're going there to change an emotional state, you know, mentally through meditation, you're going back and you're changing a belief, that's fine. But spend the rest of your time focused on the present and looking toward the future. Well, another worry that we have going on today, I've actually lost friends over it, and it's too bad. It's worrying over politics. I'd like to share with you something that comes from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Stephen Covey says we have 2 circles. We have the circle of concern. These are the things that we are concerned about. And we have the circle of influence. Your energy needs to be focused on the circle of influence. That's where you have the most impact. Look, you may be concerned about all kinds of stuff, but you may not have any influence in it. Focus on where you have the greatest influence, and your circle of influence will begin to increase. It'll get larger. You'll have more influence over more things. Okay? But to worry about politics, you know, focus on your life. Focus on your direction. Focus on your happiness, on your family. I'm not saying not be concerned about politics. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't vote or be active in politics. But when you put down the sign and you leave the voting booth, get back to your life. Let's not worry over politics. Worrying about relationships. This is hugely a waste of time. Because if you're in a relationship, you have the opportunity to make it better, to do special things for your mate, to try to the best of your ability, make them happy, to give. And if you're not in a relationship, you need to be focusing on yourself, on your vibration, on your alignment. Well, you need to be doing that whether you're in a relationship or not. But to worry about it only brings more of what you are worried about into your life. So give up the worry and focus on positive, optimistic, empowering thoughts, feelings, and actions. Worrying about the future. Well, look, nobody knows exactly what the future is going to bring. The best you can do is chart out a picture in your mind of the future that you desire. Have goals and steps and move in that direction on a daily basis. That's the best you can do. You have infinite possibilities. You may see a future that is big, but when you get there, it's actually bigger because all the possibilities and potential within you are being released. And finally, worrying about achievement. Focus on the process. Focus on doing what you love. The achievement comes as a result of doing what you love and doing it to the best of your ability and always improving, constant improvement in what you do, whether it's art, acting, writing, podcasting, broadcasting, whatever you do, constantly focus on improving your game for you and your benefit. And the achievement will come as a result. So you don't need to worry about achievement. It will automatically happen. Hey, we are out of time. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure and visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. And remember to pay it forward. Have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.